And we have one more note on the subject of Donald Trump, though it has nothing to do with his taste in presidential candidates. It has to do with something he wants very badly but hasn't been able to buy. Apparently, Trump wants to be buried on his favorite golf course in New Jersey. The Donald even owns the 500-acre club, but Nancy Solomon of New Jersey Public Radio reports that it might still take an eternity for him to build a cemetery there.
The tiny hamlet of Bedminster is one of the places people have in mind when they say things like, "I hear there are nice parts of New Jersey." The rolling hills are home to beautiful horse farms, colonial-era towns with quaint wooden-framed buildings, and residential estates owned by some of the wealthiest people in America. Picture Vermont, not Jersey, and definitely not Donald Trump.
It's not like Atlantic City in any way, shape, or form.
Ed Russo is a consultant for Trump who's coordinating the plan to put a cemetery on Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster. The golf club has a Georgian Revival clubhouse, a pool complex next to 17th-century farm buildings, tennis courts, and a stable. He says Trump loves the beauty of the area, he loves the golf course, and has proposed different plans to be buried there over the past decade.
If you have everything in the world, where would be that place you want to most be identified with going forward? His point was, this is a place where people respect each other.
Russo has gotten a green light from the Bedminster Town Council, the first step in a long process of local and state approvals. The current plan now calls for a cemetery that would be for any member of the golf club, who pay about $150,000 to join and another $20,000 in annual dues. Trump's earlier proposals for a mausoleum and chapel were turned down, but former town council member Sally Rubin negotiated a deal that will allow 500 graves, as long as she doesn't have to see them.
Who am I to say under what circumstances he should be buried personally?
Rubin's concern was what could be built on the property Trump owns adjacent to the golf club and visible from the road.
If he wants a mausoleum and he wants it for himself and he wants to put that on the golf club proper, I didn't have a problem with that. It's a large piece of property, and he has a lot more flexibility there. But I did not want it on a scenic rural road in our community.
So that means Trump could still put his mausoleum right alongside his favorite fairway if he can get approval from New Jersey's State Cemetery Board. Rubin says the proposal hasn't been controversial in town. A sampling of residents outside the local supermarket elicited comments for and against, but no one was taking it all that seriously.
No.
Ann Malitsky of Bedminster finds the whole idea of golfers hitting balls off tombstones a bit distasteful.
I just think cemeteries have their place. You have a golf course, and I don't think elite membership should give you the right to be buried there either.
The golf club is so private and well-guarded, there's little concern a Donald Trump grave might draw tourists. The proposal drew praise from high quarters. Governor Chris Christie's spokesman told the Star-Ledger newspaper, "Since Trump can be buried anywhere, I guess we should be honored that he's considering New Jersey." For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.